Most weeks on the Up North Lowdown, we bring you a collection of stories from Interlochen Public Radio reporters, plus a roundup of state headlines and other assorted things. Not this time. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for being here. This week, it's just one story, a journey into a strike, and what it meant for a nurse in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. In April, a group of nurses at the My Michigan Medical Center in Sault Ste. Marie went out on strike. And unlike a lot of strikes, they knew the end date ahead of time. This was a 5-day work stoppage, as the nurses and their union, the Michigan Nurses Association, bargained for higher wages. But just because the strike had a clear ending in sight did not mean it was stress-free. Today, we see the 5-day strike through one of the nurses involved, Jillian LeBlanc. Interlochen Public Radio contributor Max Howard takes us to Sault Ste. Marie.
The foghorn you're hearing is from a freighter, one of those massive commercial vessels moving through the locks at Sault Ste. Marie. On April 15th, I sat across the street from the My Michigan Medical Center, formerly called War Memorial Hospital, as a group of nurses headed in for their last shift before going on strike.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi.
How are you? No worries.
Most of the stories I've heard about strikes and unions go the same way, or at least hit the same notes. Lots of chanting, lots of marching, some workers crossing the picket lines to work, you know, the stereotypical stuff. Eventually, the negotiations come to a close, and so does the story. What I saw less of was the actual day-to-day experiences of the people on the line. You know, less chanting and more of what it feels like to be there voluntarily, to go without pay for an extended period of time. What that feels like.
I would love to come by. Yeah.
Jillian LeBlanc is one of the nurses headed into her last early morning shift. It's 6:30, but the strike officially starts at 6:45. So Jillian's shift is cut down to a quick 15 minutes.
So, God, I hope so.
How are you feeling about going in?
Nervous.
Yeah?
Let me give him a kiss real quick.
No worries.
I'll see you in a little bit.
Thanks, Tim. I'll see you later today, probably.
That's Jillian's boyfriend, Tim, who just dropped her off in his van.
I am scared out of my mind that this isn't going to work. Chippewa County needs us, and we want to continue to serve our community, our family, and our friends. But we want fair market wages and safe staffing. So.
We talked for a few minutes before Jillian had to head inside. The Michigan Nurses Association, or MNA, has been negotiating since November of 2023. I started talking to Jillian about a month ago when they declared authorization to strike. They ended up calling for a 5-day strike, which would be around the clock, which would mean nurses would be outside the hospital at all hours of the night. I spoke with Jillian a few times on the phone before I went up to Sault Ste. Marie to see the strike firsthand.
Hey, Jillian, this is Max Howard. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing, Max?
Good. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
In early 2022, My Michigan Health System partnered with War Memorial Hospital. By November of 2023, negotiations for a new nurses' contract began, but seemed to be getting nowhere. Officially, the contract the nurses are currently working under expired on January 1st. A sticking point of the negotiations was nurses' pay. There was an option floated in a previous contract that would cut nurses' PTO, but this didn't go over well and caused an uproar within the union nurses. And on top of that, nurses were already the lowest paid in the region, about $10 less an hour than any other hospital in the Upper Peninsula My Michigan Hospital Network. In Dickinson, another My Michigan hospital, nurses top out at a pay of $53 an hour. In Marquette, they make $48. In the Sioux, it's closer to $37 an hour.
The most basic thing about it is we need safe staffing, and them not providing fair wages to us is resulting in staff leaving left and right to go to a hospital 45 minutes away and get paid. Some of the nurses are getting paid double what they get paid at My Michigan Sioux.
And even though Jillian knew the negotiations weren't going well, the strike still caught her by surprise.
But I woke up to the email that they had given the strike and noticed, and my heart sank. You learn about strikes and safe staffing and all the possibilities that come with healthcare when you're in nursing school, but you don't ever think that that's actually going to impact you.
One of those surprises a few years ago was the pandemic.
This is nothing I'm going to ever see in my lifetime. We got this under control, and then COVID-19 happened. So the last few years have just been like a big whoa to your emotions about being a nurse, and this is the biggest whoa.
And even though Jillian does say this is a fight about fair pay, it's also about the community. Not giving nurses a fair market wage has a domino effect on a number of things, Jillian says. Nurses leave looking for better pay. Patient care gets worse due to understaffing.
What is that going to do to our community members that are on the lower income? Are we going to transfer them downstate? How are they going to get home when they're discharged? Like, all these things are running through my mind over and over again every day. And
Jillian worked the first 8-hour shift on the picket line. There's 120-something nurses represented by the union, and a large crowd of them marched back and forth across from the emergency room entrance. Lots of cars drove by honking as a sign of support. Another nurse showed me her Apple Watch after her shift. It had 30,000 steps, equal to something like 12 to 15 miles of walking.
Well, I'll let you get in there.
I'm going to go actually bring my bag to the headquarters.
Okay.
And then I'm going to come back.
Okay. So, sounds good. I'll see you around today, okay?
When do we want it?
It was about 3 o'clock when Jillian ended her shift on the picket line. She invited me back to her home just a half mile away, where I met her daughter and her mom.
I just wanted to say hi. I was loading up my recorder when I came out, and I wasn't able to say hello to you.
I got talking to Jillian's mom, Joni, who put a finer point on the effects of low nurses' wages. According to an employer survey in 2022, My Michigan Health is the largest employer in the county, right after the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians. If you're a nurse, there's not a lot of other places to work in town. Or if you're Jillian, you might consider working at the correctional facility down the road. Jillian's dog, a boxer mix, plays in his cage while we talk.
You know, and I don't know what it's like. I mean, is this something where, the hospital, besides obviously the locks, is probably one of the bigger employers here.
That
I would
the prison.
Think
in the prison.
In the prison. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I think.
But it's like, if you could go somewhere else for more pay, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know.
I mean.
For your family.
The thought of actually going to the prison has crossed my mind, because it would be, I think, $15 more. It would be about $15 more an hour.
Jillian's mom, Joni, shook her head, pretending to be angry from her corner of the room. She knew Jillian wouldn't take the job. Joni had been a corrections officer herself for over 2 decades.
She did it for 25 years, and she knows how bad it is.
27. And you think, yeah. You want your kids to do better than you. And they try. Yeah.
At first, Joni wasn't enthusiastic about her daughter joining the union, but she came around.
She was nervous the first time I went on camera. She was like, why does it have to be you? You have a child to worry about. And I was like, Mom, I'm going to do this. And I was like, if you need to go home right now, you can. And she was like, I'm going home. But and then I think when she walked with us, she got more of an understanding of it, and that we were doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And with that interview done, I left the Sioux. Jillian would be recording on her own while the specter of another negotiation loomed. The strike would end on Saturday, but another negotiation was scheduled for Thursday. On Tuesday, Jillian started sending me voice memos.
Hey, Max. It's me, Jillian. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about my day.
She was still feeling good. It was only the second day, but she was also encouraged by her coworkers who were still in the hospital.
Obviously, we can see the hospital from the strike line.
That's my dog in the background. and there's a, I think it's a patient's room that's, I don't know if it was the patient or the staff or together. They wrote, I love you, or we love you and miss you. And that was just so cool to see, because we miss our patients and we miss doing our job, because we love taking care of our family, friends, and neighbors in our community. And seeing that today, like, whenever I had a moment where I was kind of feeling down, I would look up at that, and it just, it gave me good vibes and good feelings. And like I said, today's picket line is very uplifting, and the weather's great.
But despite the good mood, there's also some dread for what might be next.
There are rumors circulating that My Michigan is talking about locking us out next week. I haven't had like a moment really to myself to think about it on if it does end up being true. I know financially my family will be okay. I don't know if we would still continue our strike and be out front of the hospital, because that would be a lot of work on our bodies for 2 weeks straight.
Other nurses I spoke to had the same feeling, a pitted worrying feeling about the potential lockout for the first shifts back from the strike. The rumors of the lockout turned out not to be true, though. It's difficult to tell where the rumor came from, but some nurses thought the idea came from people talking about a similar lockout that happened to Marquette nurses at the end of a 2017 strike. The descriptions I keep hearing about the negotiations was, quote-unquote, cautiously optimistic, which feels like a code to say, it doesn't look good, but I'm not thinking about it too much.
Today is day 3, so it's Wednesday of the strike. I got out here about 2.5 hours ago. It's cold, it's windy, it's raining at times, and it's a tough day out there. There's lots of nurses.
Jillian spent another day on the line. Her body was starting to get sore from the constant walking, but she brought her 3-year-old out on the line regardless.
Mommy works at the hospital.
And what does Mommy do?
Her work.
Where, what's Mommy's job called?
A nurse.
On Thursday, Jillian sent me this message.
Hey, Max. It's Jillian. I'm still here marching, and when I came back is when I found out that nothing went through today. It was a big punch in the gut. I've wanted to cry. I've wanted to shout. But I feel so somber. You can still hear the horns honking. It's just, I feel defeated. I don't even know if it's worth it anymore. But still gonna fight tomorrow and till Saturday morning and do what I said I'd do. But I feel defeated, and I don't even know if I want to work for a company where we have to fight so hard to be treated fairly. So
nothing went through that day. I reached out to My Michigan and ended up speaking to My Medical Sue's president, Kevin Kalchick, on what happened on Thursday's negotiations. According to Kalchick, the negotiation happened in bad faith. M&A, he said, reduced their original proposal by 0.25%. Negotiating from that point was a non-starter. M&A, for their part, say that's not true, that what was offered was a genuine attempt at an offer. I only bring it up to mention that there's a good amount of skepticism of M&A by Kalchick. In his eyes, the hospital was a happy community before M&A came along, making promises of unrealistic wages. But to counter that point, nurses make their own demands in a negotiating team made up of 3 nurses. An M&A lawyer sits in their meetings and advises them on legal matters, to Kalchick's point. And for my own part, I wonder if it was this happy community that Kalchick described. How did they get to this point? Jillian sent me another message later on in the day.
Hey, I know I didn't give you
much earlier because it was such a shock that what we're doing didn't persuade them that we deserve more, or they're saying we're easily replaceable by Midland people and everything's perfect in there, and it's really hard to hear.
By Midland people, Julian means nurses from My Michigan's flagship hospital in Midland, where they temporarily transferred nurses for the strike. In a statement released that day, My Michigan said that while they would have preferred that no strike would have occurred, they were proud to have worked with nurses outside the Sioux. It was worded a little bit more delicately than that, but for Julian, it struck a nerve.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. This is really hard. I did go home for a little bit, and it was hard to see Tim, my boyfriend, because I just wanted to cry nonstop. And Ensley, my daughter, doesn't quite understand, like, when mommy cries that something's upset with her, and she wanted to play, and I was trying to be strong, but it's tough. I hope me being vulnerable and sharing this with other people, and if you're listening, to know that right now I am down, but I do know what we've done this week is the right thing for our community. All right, thank you.
The strike was ostensibly over, less than 12 hours left now. The negotiations had stalled out. It doesn't need to be said, but the mood was somber. It was Friday night, and I gave Julian a call.
Hello?
Hey, Julian, it's Max. How are you?
I felt better before.
I feel embarrassed that we're kind of out there still at times, but then I know, like, we said we were going to do this for 5 days. We need to keep our word on it. And I mean, there's the rumors of the lockout, and I'm almost hoping they do lock us out because I don't even want to go back in there tomorrow. I don't know. I could cry right now about it.
Well, what's your feeling about not wanting to go back in there? Is it frustration with everyone, or it sounds like you said you were embarrassed to be still out there, but I mean,
I'm frustrated.
What's that feeling?
You're right. I'm frustrated because they didn't even really negotiate with us the other day.
According to a statement from both parties, MNA presented an economic proposal which My Michigan took and agreed to look over. Julian and most of the other nurses I spoke with were expecting more. What was a hopeful end to negotiations on Thursday got pushed back again, back to May 10th. Which would mark it as 6 months of unresolved negotiations. And still, there's no promise that May 10th would be the end of it either. It was daunting.
I was out there every day as much as I could be, physically or mentally, and it's just, like, was it worth it? I don't know. Like, the community still supports us. They're still beeping at us. They're still dropping off goodies and treats, and it's just, I don't know. This isn't how I thought I was going to feel at the end of the week.
Julian would be the first back, literally, just like the beginning of the strike, but in reverse. Julian was signed up for the last early morning shift on Saturday. She'd be standing across from the ER entrance, joining the last round of chanting while wearing her work scrubs, because she wouldn't have time to change before she had to head back into her shift.
We're supposed to go in there, and everything's supposed to be fine, and we're not supposed to hold grudges, but this is my life. Like, this is my job.
I said goodbye to Julian knowing that this part of the story was over. The strike happened, was over, and the hospital didn't seem to budge. It took me a little longer to hear from Julian the next day, but she eventually sent me something after work.
Hey, Max. It's me, Julian. I just finished my first shift back. We fortunately had a wonderful day in the ER when it came to patients, the amount of patients we had. We got here in the morning. I got here, I think, around 5:45 to do the last hour of marching and chanting with the group. I couldn't believe it, but I was almost sad. And I still felt some relief that it was done, but really felt sad. And then right around the time we were supposed to clock in, the people that were there that did not have to work made a big line and they cheered us on. And it was really uplifting because I really didn't want to go in today.
So work wasn't so bad that day. Things seemed normal. Nothing materially or monetarily came from the strike. But something did change. Definitely the relationships within the building.
After we got done with shift change and report, our chief nursing officer did show up, and it was awkward. She didn't announce herself. She was just kind of standing there in the corner staring at us. I quickly said hi and I walked away because I'm mad at her. I'm mad at the system, and I know she's one of the main people that has the power to change this, and she's not doing it. I know we have a lot of fighting to do, but the first day back was okay. The end of it. It was okay. And everything's going to be okay.
In my last call with Jillian, I tried, in my own way, to wrap my mind around the end of this chapter of the strike. What it felt like to accomplish the thing you set out to do, and to still feel like you have no resolution.
I was trying to think about how to end this because the story isn't over.
If I zoom out enough from the whole thing, I can see that eventually the dust will settle and there'll be some definite outcome. The union will gain some concessions, or maybe the hospital holds. There's a million variations of how it could turn out, but it basically boils down to one of those two things.
That unsettling moment of, you read these stories online and then you just never think about it. Oh, they're striking. And then you put down the paper and you walk away, or you put down your phone, really.
Yeah, I would much rather pack my family up and move out of this area than work at the prison.
It's not totally uncharted territory. In 2017, 400 nurses struck at Marquette Hospital, alleging understaffing and poor patient care. It took 5 years, but eventually the nurses ratified a favorable new contract with the hospital. They had an ending, but it doesn't feel like that, or at least not with Jillian. For now, she's in limbo, which seems almost worse. As for this last round of talks between the union and the hospital, Jillian is cautiously optimistic.
IPR contributor Max Howard with that story. The nurses' union and the company just had a new round of negotiations, but at the time of recording this episode, we did not know the outcome. We'll bring you updates, though, as we learn more. Thanks for listening to the Up North Lowdown. Our producer is Max Copeland. I'm Ed Ronco. We make this podcast at Interlochen Public Radio. And we will be back next week with our usual song and dance, stories, headlines, nice sonic send-off. For now, we say thanks for listening and have a great week.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.